That's the spirit.
Professor Peter Lynam. How are you?
How are you? I'm good. Very well, thank you.
You've got quite an interesting one for us today, haven't you?
Yes, this is a fascinating story, and it's going to get more fascinating as the next 3 months unroll. This is about a proposal from the Catholic Church, a meeting that's going to take place in October called the Pan-Amazonian Synod. May not sound very exciting.
They never do.
No, true meetings never do. But this one calls together Catholics from parts of Latin America, in the kind of center of Latin America, because the Amazon stretches across, I think, quite a range of countries.
Right.
And it's specifically those areas where the Catholic Church is in a big trouble, because effectively organized religion isn't working in these tribal areas where communities are almost completely alienated from ordinary communal life. And so,
are they exposed because of deforestation, and then the communities is that what it is?
They're very poor,
yeah,
communities. They're faced with massive challenges from the, well, you've probably seen documentaries about the ways in which the timber people are coming in and they're just exploiting, ripping the life of the country out. And so the effect is that there's tremendous social need and ecological disaster happening everywhere around in the Amazonian region. And the church is part of the disaster, really.
So is the church just simply making a play to get more Catholics in that sort of Central American region? Or is there any sort of benevolent motive, like you're saying, to actually unite people so that we can do a better job against the deforestation and ecological problems that are happening in that part of the world?
Well, you've got to bear in mind that firstly, Pope Francis is from Latin America.
Oh.
So therefore, he's got a tremendous knowledge of the world of Latin America. Mm-hmm. Secondly, that Latin America is now probably the strongest Catholic continent, I guess.
Wow.
I guess that would be the case. Mm. It would, despite the a bit of competition that's come in the last 50 years, it's still predominantly Catholic. And that thirdly, Latin America has always housed, since the 60s, a tradition of very radical Catholics who've wanted to see changed social structures and really want the church to be at the forefront of social change.
Mm.
And, pretty much Latin American governments tend not to be very inspiring and not very positively inclined to change people's lives. And as a result, the church has often picked up radical voices who wanted to make a difference.
Mm.
Now, I think what's really interesting about the present move is that there's a certain amount of pressure around on Pope Francis to stop doing radical things.
Just chill out.
And yet, in the synod proposals for this document, for this meeting, in fact, it's building up the campaign for change in the church, and the sorts of matters being talked about include, quite interestingly, married priests, and that would be a turnaround of 1,000 years of practice. And though it was only proposed because in effect it's almost impossible to find priests who want to go out into jungle peoples, it would mark a massive shift.
Peter, where do you sit on sending missionaries into isolated tribes and converting people to your religion?
It feels old school. I can't believe people haven't learnt about how not why not to do this. Like back in the days, didn't some missionaries get like slaughtered basically, and then?
Well, let me put a case that makes some sense of the proposal, and then answer your criticism.
Okay.
So, effectively, I mean, most Latin Americans are nominal Catholics in the first instance.
Mm.
So it's not missionaries from the sort of primary thing. It's just that Catholicism is skin deep, largely in Latin America, and usually tribal religious practices include a strange blend of Catholicism and all sorts of other stuff on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, in part, what the church is recognizing is that it needs to do more than the superficial that it's done up to now. And secondly, that they can hardly even manage to do it at the moment. But let me then go on to respond to your comments about missions. Look, religions, a fair proportion of the religions of the world are missionary in their very nature. That's to say, they really do feel that only by extending what they're doing, converting people, can they actually bring about change in the society, that you can't do it. The deepest form of change is changing people, not just changing structures. So yep. That's the case for a stronger Catholic Church in the region will actually enable ordinary Catholics to bring about social and economic, and especially in this case, ecological change.
What's just looking at this like in a global? I'm just like suddenly I just thought, if we would the world be actually be a better place if we all believed in a one God together? Would that has anybody kind of like nutted that out and like is it would it actually be beneficial or do we know if it's better off having different types of gods and stuff? Or?
It would certainly have a dramatic effect if religion Well, you think of how much divisions between over religions have an effect on other divisions, and that where there is a united religious atmosphere, religions, say take in pre-revolutionary Russia, that they have a massive effect upon the conduct of everything else in the society.
Yeah, that's the kind of the bit I sort of dig about religion is like the responsibility part and the. And the just kind of don't be a dickhead part that's kind of woven into most religions.
Yes, but remember that there is also the aspect that
there's always
there's quite a lot
of hate,
to be
though,
said
eh?
For diversity in religion as well.
Mm.
You know, because societies are often more vibrant if they're plural societies, and the biggest kind of pluralism is, of course, religious diversity.
Mm.
Right.
Now, in Latin America, the trouble is that traditional Catholicism looks very institutional, seems to need big buildings, formal priests, etc., etc., and none of this is very easy to achieve in tribal, mobile peoples.
Right.
Who are often boat-based in the Amazonian jungle.
Oh, like pop-up, it's hard to do pop-up churches.
So, yes. Right. So what is the church, what sort of church would be appropriate in that kind of society? And where you've got milling companies just destroying the ecostructure all around, and the church, you know, wants to help the people.
Mm.
How will it bring it about?
Mm. Yeah, nice white tent.
It seems like a difficult battle to pick. I mean, well, it seems hard to convert all these people to Catholicism or strengthen their unity. It seems like they might be better off just fighting at the top at the corporate level. You know, Rome talking to the corporations.
Well, it might be.
Or Rome, or the Vatican,
but,
I should say. Yeah.
But let me suggest to you that the Latin American ethos, mobilizing the gringa, mobilizing the poverty-stricken people, is a phenomenally powerful force.
Yes.
And that Latin America has often subscribed to a kind of Marxist variety of Catholicism, which has seen that if the people were to speak with one voice and resist the oppressors, you actually could challenge governments as well as corporations, because in the end, in some ways, corporations are harder to challenge than governments because they're bigger than local national governments.
They're faceless.
Yes, precisely.
Yeah.
And they always move off to another region and pay their taxes somewhere else and have zero sense of social responsibility. So this vision that the Catholic Church needs to speak to the ecological disasters by the people themselves fighting for this is very authentically Latin American Catholicism. And whether they can pull it off, I don't know. But I tell you that the need is massive. And it will be very, very interesting to watch them go. And what's the immediate challenge that faces is that half the Catholic Church is very unconvinced about the strategy too. And especially about the strategy of lay mobilization, where effectively you take local lay Catholics and ordain them, maybe as permanent deacons or something like that, because you can't find the priests to do it. So this is talking of almost a localized form of Christianity that will operate in the Amazonian region. Now, that's a challenge because traditionally Catholicism likes to be the same wherever it appears. So, you know, Francis is heading once again in radical directions and likely to alienate a lot of people. But on the other hand, there's a powerful sense of change and of need that is operating.
Excellent. Hey, Peter, that is incredibly fascinating. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
I think that one kind of went over my head a little bit, Peter, I've got to be honest.
I think there's a lot, there's obviously so much at play in this situation, and it's like, I generally wouldn't be getting behind the church going into, you know, like isolated tribes and telling them what's what, but, you know, if there is a motive which is
community ending
for the community and for the environment, it's a tough one to wrap your head around.
It's going to be interesting watching, and not just in October, maybe for years to come.
Yes.
Right on. Hey, thanks, right, mate. We'll catch you next week.
Excellent. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.